Today we're doing a little bit of a different type of interview. We're here with Jason Nardone from the Cranford Hotel, and we're going to be talking about craft beers. The Cranford Hotel serves quite a few craft beers. They rotate those beers frequently. But when it comes to craft beers, why don't we start off just by asking, what is a craft beer?
Well, a craft beer, as defined by the Craft Brewers Guild, is, I believe, any brewery that produces less than 5 million barrels a year, which, to put that into perspective, is a large amount. I think Anheuser-Busch puts out 10 to 20 million a year. So even at the 5 million mark, that is a pretty high cap. That does include certain breweries like Sam Adams, which most people wouldn't consider a craft brewer because of its size, how widely it's distributed. But generally, any craft beer is considered a brewery that produces less than 5 million barrels.
When it comes to craft beers, there's a lot of different styles. Give me a little bit of a sense of the variety of craft beers that are available.
Well, styles generally are broken down into either lagers or ales. And then from there is a slew of different options to go with. Ales are typically a much wider variety. Ales include what most beers you would think of as craft. It includes anything from blondes to imperial stouts, IPAs, pale ales. Lagers include pilsners, bocks, doppelbocks, and things of that like.
For someone who is used to drinking beers like Budweiser, Miller, Coors, Coors Light, Bud Light, etc., what might you suggest as a good starting point to get introduced to craft beers?
Well, generally, if you're used to drinking, Budweiser, Miller, Coors products, a good place to start is in the same style. Those are generally lagers or adjunct lagers. The things I like to recommend to start are Czech-style pilsners, German-style pilsners, things that are light, a little more flavor, but similar bodies, similar to what they're used to drinking. One of the ones we have on tap here at the hotel right now is Trogs Sunshine Pils. It's light, refreshing, it's a perfect summer beer. It's not going to blow you away with high alcohol or any of the crazy things that tend to get associated with craft beer nowadays.
That's one of the things I want to ask about. There seems to be a trend of extreme beers that's out there, either high in alcohol content, having all sorts of unusual ingredients that are added to flavor the beer, or a lot of hops that are added to the beer. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, one of the things that's trending right now in the brewing community is a lot of brewers that are either new or have been even brewing for a while have started to branch out and try unique combinations. One of the things that you'll see popular nowadays is bourbon barrel aging beers, is where they brew normally a stout or an imperial stout, and then once it's brewed, they age it in used bourbon barrels. And they'll have it aged from anywhere to 3 months to upwards of a year, which really adds higher alcohol, more complexity to the beer. It really creates a unique experience. And for someone who likes to try new things, is adventurous, it's something that is always evolving, where you'll always have something new to try. One of my personal favorites that I've just been getting into is sours, which most people who aren't into craft beer might not even consider beer. It is, but it is truly unique. It's beer that has almost a sour quality to it. It uses, in a lot of cases, bacteria and wild yeast to add a funkiness to the beer that creates a unique flavor to it that works well with different fruits and creates a really, really nice beer.
When it comes to craft beers, many of them are brewed locally, aren't they?
They are, and actually New Jersey in the last really 5 years has come a long way as far as our brewing here. We have had breweries here brewing for upwards of 2 decades now. Climax, very locally, right here in Roselle Park, I believe started in the early 90s, and they've been brewing a lot of traditional German styles there for the last 20 years or so. But even more recently, we have two breweries that we actually have on tap here now, Carton Brewing from the Atlantic Highlands, as well as Kane Brewing from Ocean Township. Both within an hour away from here, we have two of their beers on tap now that are really doing some nice things. Carton, actually, I was just speaking to one of their sales reps. Every month, they do a different seasonal. And this next month's seasonal is a Cherry Lime Ricky beer. One of the brewers were talking and was talking about how much he loved Cherry Lime Ricky sodas when he was a kid. And talking with the brewer, and like, all right, let's try and make one. And that's one of the things that keeps it interesting and that I love that Carton and Kane are doing is they're pushing the boundaries on what you would normally expect from a beer. When you taste a beer, you normally expect that mild flavor, especially if you're used to Anheuser-Busch and Miller Coors products. simplicity, the same thing, reliability, where a lot of people are looking to try something new, something different, something they've never tasted before. And that's one of the things that I think Carton and Kane do a real nice job of.
When you talked about Climax and Roselle Park, a little bit of Cranford trivia, they actually had their start, so to speak, right here in downtown Cranford when they had a home brewing store that was on North Union Avenue between what was then Alban Lewis's hardware store and Brown's 5 and 10. But that also brings up another question about home brewing. There are people, many people, who are brewing their own beers at home and trying that as a way to experiment a bit.
It is. Home brewing has grown to a point where there are homebrew clubs that pop up all over where people brew their own beer and bring them to bars, restaurants, and meeting places to share with other homebrewing enthusiasts. Homebrewing is a fun way to, for those who do love beer, craft beer, and the whole brewing process, to kind of play around themselves and take a little adventure into seeing what goes into brewing beer and maybe brewing something that they've always thought would be interesting but could never find somewhere. Maybe they thought a beer with juniper and cherries would be a great beer. You know, it gives you a little fun time to play around and brew something that you think you'll enjoy.
And a third type of brewing is brew pubs, which exist in New Jersey as well as around the United States. Tell me what those are.
Brew pubs are essentially a brewery that only brews for on-premise sales, and then they are also a bar and restaurant as well. A couple local ones that are around here in Berkeley Heights, there's Trap Rock. Down in Princeton, one of the bigger ones in the state is Triumph. And there are all sorts of others such as Basil Teas, Gaslight, as well as probably about a dozen others spread out through the state.
For someone, again, who maybe is getting into craft beers for the first time or small breweries and going to a brew pub, suggestions there as to what they should look for, because each one is different and each one is unique.
They are. For someone who's first getting into craft beer, as I said before, sticking to, you know, lagers, pilsners, the simple styles that are similar to what they're used to is recommended. As far as trying different breweries, really you can't go wrong. The more you try, the more you'll find out what you like. It's always a good idea to visit a local brewery, such as Kane, Carton, Climax, and talk to the person there working. Odds are it'll be a brewer or someone that, you know, is familiar with the beer there, and they can kind of guide you into the beer that you normally would like, depending on what you normally drink.
Here at the Cranford Hotel, you have a wide variety of craft beers that are available on your menu, and they do change every so often, in fact, fairly frequently. Tell me a little bit about how you make those selections as to which craft beers you're going to offer.
Well, we generally try and change our lines here fairly often. Most of the kegs that we get in, we only do maybe one or two kegs of, and then we'll rotate into something different. We find that our customer base likes to be a little adventurous and try something different. One of the ways we decide what beer we're going to get is I'll take a look at what we have on tap and try and keep a balanced portfolio of good representations of different styles. Everything from having an IPA, a stout, having a pilsner, a lager, and a couple seasonals in there as well.
For someone, again, who maybe now has gotten a little bit into craft beers and they start hearing all these terms, lagers, pilsners, stouts, porters, IPAs, imperials, etc. It seems like it's an endless list. What should they do to try to learn a little bit more now that they've got a little bit of a taste of craft beers and want to go a little bit deeper?
Well, again, really, the best thing to do is to try different beers. Take a little foray into each style. A lot of liquor stores, what they'll offer now is what they call mixed six-packs, where they'll have individual 12-ounce bottles for sale, where you can take a six-pack and mix different bottles. So you can try a stout, you know, something on the darker side. You can try a Belgian-style ale, something that's a little fruity. You can try a lager or a pilsner and try a couple different ones in a six-pack and see which ones you enjoy most and which ones you're not quite a fan of. And then from there, you can branch out into styles that are similar to it.